Darling, we look absolutely fabulous for 75, don't you think?
Absolutely. I know I
do. Can I do that again? Can I do it again?
No.
Welcome to The Geek in Review, the podcast focused on innovative and creative ideas in the legal industry. I'm Marlene Gebauer.
And I'm Greg Lambert. So Marlene, I know there's a lot going on, but did you know this is our 75th show?
Darling, we look absolutely fabulous for 75, don't you think?
I think so. So on today's show, we have two guests that we've been meaning to interview for, about 6 weeks now?
Yeah.
But for some reason, we just haven't found a good time for all of us to get onto the show. So we finally got them.
Well, I mean, I think it's fair to say that no one is on a normal schedule right now. So I am very happy that we could all come together. But Greg, I have to say, I'm really starting to suffer from Zoom lag, I think.
Yeah, I think, in fact, I read something this morning about hitting the wall when it comes to some of these meetings. So I think a lot of us are hitting the wall.
I'm hitting the wall over and over and over again.
And over again, yeah. So Purvi Sanghvi from Paul Hastings and Christina Lambright from Perkins Coie join us today to talk about the launch of the Legal Value Network for Pricing and Project Management Professionals. But before we get into that, let's jump into this week's Information Inspirations. All right, I think I just have one this week, Marlene, and it's actually a pretty good one. And I think it ties in with your Zoom lag as well, in a way. There was one managing partner who showed his frustration, I think, for attorneys constantly asking him, "Hey, when are we getting back to the office?" I don't know if you've ever heard that one, but
no, never.
Not. So Joe Andrew, who's the managing partner at Denton's, the largest firm in the world, he posted an opinion piece on The Hill that took his attorneys to task for constantly pushing to get back into the office so they can work. So Andrew points out that it's some privilege that he's seeing in some of these attorneys and how they are not seeing the whole picture of what opening an office too soon actually means for the whole of the firm's operations. I want to just read off one of the most biting paragraphs.
Okay, this would be good.
Yeah, so Joe Andrew says, "Here is why. If your company decides to reopen and you can drive your nice car to the office, but your assistant or your support team has to take public transportation, are you really going to force them to come into the office? If your support team is not there, is there any reason for you to be there? If you are not certain if you have to come in, then won't your other coworkers ask the same questions? If they don't come into the office and some are on video conference rather than in-person meetings, then why not just have everyone on video?" So emphasis added, but I think it was there.
Wow.
So sticking with the theme that we've said a lot about, don't let an emergency go to waste, Andrew says that this is the time to rebalance the office dynamics and for real leaders to rise to the occasion to make use of that opportunity for the betterment of everyone. Mm-hmm. So, and by the way, that part about making the opportunity or making use of the opportunity for the betterment of everyone is actually the full quote that I learned that Rahm Emanuel coined when he said, "Don't let an emergency go to waste." So he did that back in the 2008 financial crisis. And I learned that this week from a Freakonomics podcast that interviewed Emanuel. So I'll put the Hill link and the Freakonomics link on there.
Very good. And now I know that there's a larger quote. So, because I use that all the time. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Believe it or not, Emanuel was kind of a little, what's a polite way for to say pissy?
pissy? I don't know.
Because they said,
"Wait, let me grab the thesaurus and find out."
So, Stephen Levitt was interviewing him and used just that, "Don't let an emergency go to waste." And Emmanuel was like, why doesn't anyone say the whole quote, which was, don't let an emergency go to waste, because there is opportunity to for the betterment of everyone in this. It's like they always say the first part.
That's not catchy. That is not catchy. And it's not a soundbite. That's
you're
why.
True. You're true. That's true. He should know that.
He should know that. Well, I have two quick inspirations. First, if you're not aware of the volunteer opportunities for the Make Law Better initiative, I encourage you to sign up. You can be a lawyer or a legal professional. There are opportunities for all. Kat Moon, our friend, is coordinating some of these efforts and provides a link to a form you can fill out to volunteer. And once you're on the list, you will get emails highlighting various opportunities to help. I also wanted to give a shout out to my ILTA co-committee mates. I don't know, is co-committee mates, is that a thing? Michael Ertel and Amy Moynihan on utilizing empathy in your design thinking. Now, this is always important because, well, we're designing for humans, right? And it's particularly important now since people are worried about the health and well-being of themselves, friends, and family.
That's true.
That's true. And that wraps up this week's Information Inspirations.
Marlene, we know that pretty much all professional associations are having to adjust to the situation with COVID-19. Now, imagine trying to start a brand new association right as the industry is implementing work from home orders and business is seriously changing due to the economic slump that, you know, really we've just begun to feel. For most of us, that would seem like a terrible time to start. However, for our next guest, Christina Lambright of Perkins Coie and Purvi Sanghvi of Paul Hastings, they are much more optimistic and see this as an opportunity to show why the new Legal Value Network is needed now more than ever. All right, well, Christina and Purvi, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Just to get us started, I wanted to ask, and Christina, I'll let you start off. Can you just give us a quick update on what your role is at your firm and your role at Legal Value Network?
Sure. So, Christina Lambright, I am the Senior Director of Strategic Growth at Perkins Coie. What that encompasses is not only management of our pricing team, which is, I think, a very best-in-class pricing team. I also manage our lateral partner acquisition process. So something I took over recently, it's been really interesting for me. In terms of LVN, I am a board member, so founder board member for LVN, our Legal Value Network.
All right. And Purvi?
Hi, I'm Purvi Sanghvi. I'm the head of pricing at Paul Hastings. And I am also a founder and board member of the Legal Value Network.
We were laughing before we got on that now is just absolutely either the perfect or the worst time to start a new association. I've talked with Toby Brown before, who's this was kind of his brainchild from way back, I think. And he was saying, actually, you know, this is a really good time to start. So, Purvi, would you mind just kind of giving us the mission of what Legal Value Network is? And then I'll let you both kind of decide why this is a really good time to launch an association like this.
Sure. So our mission is basically to help gather a community of folks who have been involved in various roles, be it pricing, project management, practice innovation, process improvement, profitability. There's lots of different angles. And our roles have all evolved into things that have yet to be named. And what our mission is to bring them together so that we can inspire each other, share best practices, educate, and continue to build on how we can all become better at doing the things that we're doing. And service the organizations that we're all a part of. And we have a mission of being very inclusive in that we've got people who are law firm professionals. We have people who are on the in-house client side, legal operations, procurement, you name it. And then we've also got providers in the vendor space, if you will, the technology solutions. Because I don't think that you can just take one slice of it in order to get at a good solution. All three views are needed. And so our mission is to create a space for all of that to happen. So, and then in terms of it being a great time to start a new company, you know, when life gives you lemons, you got to make a lemonade. So it's been great because with the mission of creating a community, be it in person or virtual, we are now able to do that. And we've got a great time to start talking about things that matter. And that's sort of been the core of this group from the get-go, is just you've got great, unique brain trust of people, and you can bring them together and talk about how we can help each other and what we're doing and how we're facing different, you know, decisions and how do you solve problems during this time. So it's been a great platform to start talking.
And the timing, I think, like Purvi said, it was not ideal. However, I think we've done really well in terms of folks moving to sort of more of a remote working situation and connecting virtually. I'm connecting virtually in, you know, Zoom calls, etc., more so with folks in the industry than I had before. So I've actually seen an uptick in my sort of communications or touch points with various people in the industry just to see how they're doing, see how they're holding up, what sort of challenges they're facing. So it's actually brought on, I think, a bit more interaction and communication we would have had if it wouldn't have been in this time or this environment. So it's been a good thing for us.
So you mentioned that this is very inclusive and you mentioned that there's a vendor perspective. Do you vet your vendors at all, or how do you approach that? Is it just sort of any vendor can participate? Because I'm not sure that like every single vendor would necessarily have, you know, something to bring to the table for, you know, for law firms.
True. And that's a very good question. It's more of, I think there's people that we've worked with in this space in the past, whether it be from firm perspective and actually being their client, or just people that we've sort of grown up with as we've seen them coming up with solutions in the industry that we've known. And so it's, you know, kind of tapping on that pool. And then there's people who are just starting out that no one's really used yet or have worked with. So we're trying to be as inclusive as possible to the extent that it makes sense and serves the community that we're pulling together.
Just to see, yeah, what service they're providing, how they're aligned. But yes, to your point, we do vet them per se. We like to understand what they're trying to do in terms of partnering with people like us or with clients to make the community a better place. We do have those conversations.
You know, you mentioned this is basically a community for people to share ideas and help one another out. Your group, what is it about, the structure that you're bringing to the table that's essentially different, that's going to help in a different way?
Sure. So the evolution of our sort of existence was more of just acknowledging the roles that we've all grown into now, and the fact that a lot of them don't really sit under a traditional function within the firm. It's not necessarily under business development. It's not necessarily under finance. And sometimes it's its own standalone department. And one thing that we've noted for sure is that most of these roles end up being like those overlapping circles in a Venn diagram. You're connecting a lot of the things that already happened in the firm, and you're just making everything stronger. And so with that same framework in mind and understanding that we want to grow the entire ecosystem, we want to change the way law firms operate. Those of us that are on the law firm side, those of us that are on the legal ops side, they want to change the way that happens as well, because there's lots of efficiencies to be gained. And with that whole desire, we know that there's a way for our group to sort of exist on its own, but then be an entity that can help sort of raise everyone. We think there's connections that we can make with everyone that's out there doing what they're doing, be it business development, marketing, be it information technology, be it any kind of other existing associations and groups that are out there. There's room for everyone to have their own space, and there's room for it to all help it grow. And so with that sort of desire, we've decided to launch, and it's been great. It's been a great sort of natural next step. We've got lots of ideas in terms of what we want to do that, you know, we weren't able to do before, but we weren't as big as we were before either. So that's sort of how we evolved to where we are now.
Are you partnering with any other industry organizations?
I mean, not in a formal sense yet. We probably will when we get to, you know, larger event planning and more, you know, things rolling out on an annual basis. But as of right now, we're just kind of standalone. But our intent is to create partnerships and work with everybody.
Well, Christina, we were talking about, you know, how we reach out to the membership right now with everyone being, you know, sheltered in place, working remotely. I know that we're a lot of organizations are trying to get their content out to their membership, trying to build the community. You guys, again, are just starting off. So what are you doing to help try and drive that community and build that engagement?
It's a great question. It actually fits right in with, you know, what poor V said our mission was, or what, you know, some of our goals or objectives, which is to always offer streaming content, sort of more thought leadership, substantial content on a more continual basis, rather than just, you know, have a meeting once a year to talk and network. So this has really helped us from folks going to remote and looking for more online content. So it when they're hungry for it, something they're looking for is, what is the community doing? I think people are curious about how we're all facing challenges, how we're all managing during this time. So I think that's helped push people in our direction in terms of wanting to hear our voice and the, you know, the client. I'm speaking from the law firm side. So we've actually put on already a couple of webinars. One specifically focuses on LVN and sort of our mission and mission and vision from the founder's mouth. So if folks miss that, that's a good overview, kind of in a little more detail, Porvi, wouldn't you say, things we've touched on today to get a little more information. I think there's another podcast out there. We are developing content, and that's one of our goals, is to continually put out new content. It's sort of not so much in short blurbs, but things that are relevant with what's going on in our community.
Is the content for members only, or is it open to others out in the community?
The first couple that we've got is just open to everybody in the community, just to sort of help establish who we are and why we're here. Eventually, there'll be member only content.
Gotcha. And you mentioned also that you're reaching out, that, and Christina, you self-identified as, well, me from the law firm side. And so that begs the question of, okay, you represent the law firm side, but what are the different subgroups of LVN? Does this include in-house as well, or is this law firm focused?
It does. It's a great question. So I failed to mention our other podcast did actually have some of our, you know, client members on, talking about, you know, how things had changed for them and this during this remote time, and how they're focusing more on managing teams. But yeah, corporate legal departments, there are the alternative legal service providers, vendors, as we mentioned, technology providers, which kind of falls in that vendors. And so we are, and that's sort of the evolution. I think it was very firm focused and firm oriented at the beginning. And then over the years, we've been really proud of the fact we've been able to brace and more folks in that, one, are interested in being part of the community and collaborating and finding solutions and wanting to come back year after year. So those memberships have grown, not only from the vendor standpoint, but the legal ops folks as well. And then, you know, attorneys from law firms. We've had partners and other CEOs, the C-suite, are also quite involved. So we're really proud of that.
We've talked a little bit about, like, you know, who might want to be or who should be a member of LVN. Now, sort of what's your marketing strategy? You know, how do you plan to communicate to them and their respective organizations and get them interested in joining?
So we are really kind of going out grassroots in terms of who our network has been. And luckily, within the eight of us, we've got quite a broad reach for people, both on the in-house side and the relationships we've developed with the vendors and the legal solution providers, and then those of us that are on the law firm side. And what we've just done is just kind of tried to spread the word about who we are, what we're trying to do, and that has garnered so much interest already, and memberships and people wanting to be part of what we're doing. As Christina mentioned, we had a couple of podcasts. We had over 100 people registered for both of them. And for the Council of Luminaries roundtable discussions that we've started, we're posting what the output of those discussions are. But we've had people raising our hands saying, hey, I want to be involved. I really like what you're doing here. So right now, it's been really nice because we've just been able to rely on our network. And I think over time, as we put together formal content that would be, you know, for the members, or put together bigger events, that kind of thing, we will start targeting those that we haven't reached yet.
I mean, I know with COVID, this might have sort of thrown plans and you know, had made plans change somewhat. So what are your revised, if they are revised, goals for this year for LVN?
I think the overarching goal is just to spread the word about who we are, why we're here. Would you agree with that, Christina?
Yeah, I would. Just educating folks on, you know, why now, to your point, as, you know, sort of become a standalone organization and hopefully, you know, be able to get across the value in being a member of the community.
Let's say that someone is listening in on this and they think, wow, this is really what my firm or my organization needs to get into right now, that we understand that things are going to be changing, the market's going to be changing, and we need to get with like-minded people. If either of you could give me like an elevator pitch that I would have to go, because right now I think a lot of people are looking at cutting rather than adding. Mm-hmm. And so what's a good pitch that you would suggest that people go to the powers that be at their organization and pitch them on why now is the time to join this organization?
Well, you know, without patting any of us on the back, you know, selfishly, it's more of a saying, this is the place to go in order to access what's going on in the industry, whether it be from the client side or the law firm side or the vendor side. You're getting multifaceted opinions on what people are doing, not opinions, but sort of approaches in terms of what people are doing and how they're dealing with the changing economy right now and firm structures. And being part of this community, I had a cheesy phrase I came up with. If you like it, you can use it. I said, the power of one is supported by the power of many. And what we're trying to do is get many together. It's a place where I get asked all the time in my firm with my partners, what are you seeing in the industry? How are other firms dealing with this? And I'm sure people know when you're in a pricing or project management or process improvement role, it's not like I have a team of 50 people. There's a few of us. And everyone knows that we're taxed with the demands of just our own internal partners wanting this or that or the other for their client base. But then oftentimes when we get thrown questions we've never dealt with before, which many are right now, we'll get asked, what are you doing? How are other people dealing with this? Like, is this really what they're expecting of us? And having some support behind that is key. That's the value right there. Christina?
No, since it's an elevator pitch, it's really can't go longer than that. She's exactly right.
No, you can't.
You know, it's the go-to community for all things in terms of business and law professionals and what's going on in the industry. So I think Porvi put it well. I mean, you want to know what's going on? It's, you know, rather than call five of your friends, you know, go to LVN. You'll get a lot of different perspectives and hopefully the one you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. One-stop shopping.
There you go.
Christina and Porvi, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you both. Appreciate it.
Well, it's great catching up with Christina and Porvi. So there's a lot going on with LVN, and I'm seeing posted on LinkedIn and other websites where they're putting on a lot more content. So I also happen to know that the price for joining for everyone is actually pretty cheap. I think it's under $1,000 for the organization. So that's everyone in your organization. Mm-hmm. So even with tightened budget, I think that's pretty darn cheap.
Yeah. And I, you know, I have to agree with them when they're saying, you know, this is the perfect time to start this new group and promote this new group, because, you know, tying back to, you know, your original inspiration, you know, now's the time to really start doing things differently and start thinking about things differently and realizing that your operations and the process that you follow to get work done is going to change drastically given what we're experiencing. And this group, with all of the people from the various operations, you know, communities, provides a wonderful opportunity for, you know, all of these professionals to talk to one another and exchange ideas and figure out problems that you couldn't really do, you know, either in a silo or with everybody who, you know, sort of does the same types of jobs.
Yeah. Well, that puts a bow on episode number 75 for us.
Happy 75.
I know. We do look good, though.
We do.
So thanks again to Christina Lambright and to Porvi Sungvi from the Legal Value Network for joining us.
Thank you, ladies. Before we go, we want to remind listeners to take the time to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Rate and review us as well. If you have comments about today's show or suggestions for a future show, you can reach us on Twitter at @GayBauerM or at @Glambert. Or you can call the Geek and Review hotline at 713-487-7270 or email us at geekandreviewpodcast@gmail.com. And as always, the music you hear is from Jerry David DeSica. Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry. All right, Marlene, stay safe. I'll talk to you later.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.